Hello, this is Aaron.
Yes, I have. Nathalie, I'm just joining you call.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to give you some, I know I put some information in, but I wanted to give it to you specifically via phone. So Mary Durr, that particular case, so I spoke with, so a couple things. The county assistant's office, and I think it's her income case manager is a Miss Christine. So she's putting in there a request for a bank account from Truist Bank ending in 2855. That account never existed. I did put some of this stuff, this information in there, but I just wanted to let you know what I'm doing with that. So that account never existed. She claims that it's on in her file, but I don't know what she's looking at. I don't know if she's looking at a Medicaid application or whatnot. I also had a conversation with another worker in that same county assistance office because they're also asking for proof of ownership of a 2010 Ford Focus and a 2018 Hyundai. The thing is that one vehicle, if the person has one vehicle, it's exempt. I've never in 10 years had to show proof of vehicle ownership, ever, in that. The stipulation to that is if a person owns two vehicles, then they have to show ownership of one. The other one is exempt. So in that, Miss Mary traded in her 2010 Ford Focus 8 years ago for the car that she got, the 2018 Hyundai. That should not, they're pushing to have that proof of ownership, even though I sent it on Friday. I did have Miss Mary take a picture of a registration. But I told that income case manager, Christine, she's requesting for that information. I told her, I said, even though I sent this to you, it's exempt. Many of these income case managers don't know their own rules. They just don't know the bylaws. It's exempt, but she already had it. The other thing is, I told her I spoke to a supervisor in that county assistant's office that told me that it's exempt, and also I explained to her about the bank statement they're asking. Truist Bank has no record of that, no current or history that Miss Mary has an account ending in 2855. They will not produce a letter saying she doesn't have an account because they're saying we're not producing a letter for an account that never existed. If it was a closed account,
basically they have everything that they want. They do have. I mean, as far as we can give them, they have everything.
Everything was given to them, and I talked with somebody else in that department who reviewed the case. The reason I wanted to tell you is this, because she sent me an email this morning saying that she was going back and forth with you, so she had a conversation with you. I would stand on everything has been submitted, and it's been verified somewhere else. And you can blame it on me, and you can say because I told her that I talked to Super. I didn't. But I spoke not in that camera, but I spoke to other. I know this from other people. But
yeah,
she's like, well, I'm
just helping out. I wasn't able to, you know, to collect all these documents and, you know, go on.
No, all those documents are sent.
I knew it. Right. I see. So, look, what I think is you can just hope that they should approve it. They rejected it after they received the new documents that they sent in the other day.
Right, yeah, she rejected it, and not on Friday.
Before they got your documents.
On Thursday when they got the documents, she rejected. Even when I got her the letter from Cross Valley Credit Union that shows that that account was closed years ago, she still rejected it, saying she needed 2010 Ford Focus at 2018 Hyundai paperwork that she owns this and the bank account 5 years that ends in 2855 that never existed. The difference is Cross Valley. She had an account for Cross Valley. So that's why Cross Valley, the same day within 30 minutes, they sent me a paperwork that's saying this account was closed. But Truist said this account never existed. It's not a joint account. It's not an individual account. She never had it. And because of that, they're saying they're not going to produce paperwork to say that she does not have an account that never existed. They said they're not going to do it because it's not an account she ever had. So that's something they don't do. She's trying to push for that. I've already sent her a letter explaining this. Now, this morning in an email she sent me because she saw that I had another case manager in that office look for some stuff for me. And she ended up adding her to the email. And in my email, I said I could not reach this Ms. Christine person. She hasn't been responsive. So she's upset because I sent an email saying that she hasn't been responsive because she wasn't at that time. And now she's sending me, well, you still need to provide X, Y, and Z. All that stuff was provided. So instead of responding with another email, she then called me and said, oh, I saw your email. I sent you one this morning, but now I see you sent some more stuff. And so she don't want to put on paper that all the stuff she requested I sent in, if it wasn't there and I sent the reasoning, it couldn't be sent in. So
I understand. I guess let's wait and see if something will happen because at this point, I mean, they have everything. So I don't know.
Everything, they have everything. If she's not approving, she's just being an asshole at this point. So... Yeah, I mean, like I said, if anything, if you get a response from her, that Christine lady, you can send it to me. At this point, I'll go over her head, and I'll go straight to a supervisor. I'll find a supervisor or somebody like that. Because at this point, they're just rejecting her for things that don't matter, and they're going past the 5 years. There's no reason. Even another case manager in that county said a 2018 purchase does not need to be verified because it's past 5 years. Nothing past 2021 needs to be verified.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
okay, let's wait and see if she responds.
Yeah, and I'm not going to contact Miss Mary so I get more, because I don't want to stress her. She's old enough, she already has enough going on. So I just told her we're going to deal with it unless it's something that she has to be a part of. But I don't want to put her through any stress because she's already stressed out enough of this continual rejection.
Right. Okay, thank you for your help. And yeah, let's see.
Okay. And I'll send you whatever sent to me if I get anything from that county.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you very
much. No problem.